We're going to talk for a little while this morning on a reading that I have been assigned. It comes from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 6, and primarily verse number 1, where it says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints?" What we're going to talk about this morning is lawsuits and whether a Christian should take a fellow Christian, should take a brother or a sister to a court of law outside of the church. Now, we live in a society that is sue happy. And we live in a society where people sue just over about anything that isn't imaginable. I was reading a little bit as I researched this, and I read about an administrative law judge in Washington, D.C., a man by the name of Roy L. Pearson, who in 2005 took a pair of his pants to a cleaners in Washington, D.C., custom cleaners for them to clean and to dry clean his pants. When he went back a couple of days later, the pants were missing. So this hotshot judge in Washington, D.C. sued custom cleaners for $67 million because they lost his pants. Now, it eventually was thrown out because it was a frivolous, unnecessary lawsuit. But in the process, custom cleaners lost what they had, and this little mom-and-pop business closed down. And probably one of the more extravagant lawsuits that I can remember happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1992 when a 79-year-old woman by the name of Stella Liebeck had her grandson drive through the McDonald's to get her a cup of coffee. And as they drove off, she put the coffee down between her legs and proceeded to put the cream and sugar, and the coffee spilled out of the cup. The cup emptied and poured all over her legs. She was wearing sweatpants. She had third-degree burns all over her groin area. So she sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot, and the jury awarded her $2.9 million. So lawsuits are prevalent in our country, and some of them are silly, some of them are foolish, they're harmful, many of them are unnecessary. So we've got a real problem in our country with lawsuits. But the way I read it, they had the same problem back in the city of Corinth, back in some 2,000 years ago when Paul was writing this epistle, because Roman society and the people in Roman society like to sue people, obviously just about as much back then as we enjoy suing people today. And the Corinthians were caught up in this, and obviously after the writing that Paul has made to the church in Corinth, the Christians in Corinth were caught up in it as well. So this is not something that is new. I'm going to theorize or make an assumption here. It may or may not be right, and it doesn't make any difference either way. But if you'll go back to the 5th chapter of Corinthians, when Paul first begins to write to these Christians, he speaks of a man and his wife and his son, a stepmom, a son, and a man. And it seems there was some sexual immorality here between the son and the stepmom. And Paul condemns it. He condemns it. And now we get to this part of our chapter, 6:1, and Paul is talking about a Christian taking another Christian to court in the world's courts. Is it possible that possibly the father was suing the son? You know, it's an assumption. It's possible. But Paul's seeing the situation, whether it's relative or whether it's related or not, we can see that there is a very serious situation here. And because of this, Paul has spoken to this. He's giving us some admonition about Christians taking one another to court. So whether this specific trial had anything to do with it, Paul is now admonishing the Christians in Corinth and us, in effect, about the things that we are to do and the principles that we are to follow as Christians regarding taking a brother in the church to the court in the outside world. So we're going to look at the instructions that Paul gives us this morning. We're going to ask the question, why do we judge for ourselves? And we're going to answer the question of how do we judge for ourselves. Let's go to Heavenly Father in the Word for it.